Today, rates up, lending down. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Today we discuss more out-of-cycle rate rises after Westpac's move on Wednesday, and also data from the RBA and APRA covering lending in July. Together, they drive another nail in the just a small blip school of property spruikers. And by the way, if you value the content we produce, please do consider joining our Patreon program where you can support our ability to continue to make great content. Here is the link, and it's also in the comments below. Now, Westpac has broken the dam. Others are following as expected. More will follow, especially perhaps late on a Friday afternoon. Both regional banks, Suncorp and Adelaide Bendigo Bank, said that the challenging market conditions had forced them to hike rates on variable rate mortgages across both owner-occupied and investor mortgage products by as much as 40 basis points. Suncorp said that rates on all variable rate home and small business loans will rise by 17 basis points and 10 basis points, respectively, from September the 14th. An Adelaide bank says that rates on 8 products across its range of principal and interest only owner-occupied and investor products will apply from September the 7th. Specifically, principal interest owner-occupied and investment variable loans will increase by 12 basis points, and interest-only occupied and residential investment loans will rise by 35 basis points and 40 basis points, respectively, and interest-only investment loans settled before January the 1st will be increased by 12 basis points. Now, let's be clear about what's happening here. Funding costs are indeed rising, as we show from the latest BBSW chart. And in addition, some of the smaller lenders are lifting some deposit rates to try and source funding. But the real story is that they're also running deep discounted rates to attract new borrowers, especially low-risk, low LVR loans, and are funding these by repricing the back book. So this is partially a story of mortgage prisoners and partially a desperate quest for any mortgage book growth that they can capture. Without it, bank profits are frankly cactus. And once again, customer loyalty is being penalised, not rewarded. Those who can shop around may save, but those who cannot, perhaps thanks to tighter lending standards or time or both. Next, the monthly RBA credit aggregates for July are out. Total credit for housing rose 0.2% in the month to $1.77 trillion, with owner-occupied credit up 0.5% to $1.18 trillion, and investment lending down 0.1% to $593 billion. Investment housing credit fell to 33.4% of the portfolio, and by the way, business credit stood at 32.5% of all lending. Interestingly, the RBA seasonally adjusted number lifted credit growth from the non-adjusted set, but we're sceptical of these adjustments given the current abnormal conditions in the market, especially taking into account the APRA data today, which we'll discuss in a moment. That said, the trend tells the story, with the noisy monthly chart less easy to read than the annual chart. Owner-occupied housing is growing at 7.6% per annum, investment housing at 1.5%, and so overall housing is growing at 5.5%, still well above inflation. We also see some growth in the non-bank sector, and this month the RBA reported no switching between investment and owner-occupied loans. So overall, the credit tightening continues to bite and investors are at the sharp end. No reason to think this will change, as it is driven by more responsible lending practices. And so to APRA, who has released their monthly banking stats to the end of July 2018 today as well. As expected from our survey data, gross investment mortgage lending balances fell last month, and expect more ahead. Total loans outstanding, Total loans outstanding for all residential property, that's owner occupied and investment, rose by 0.24% to $1.64 trillion, which would translate to an annual rate of just 2.9%. Within that, lending for own occupation rose by 0.38% to $1.09 trillion, while lending for investment loans fell 0.25% to $547.4 billion. And so, loans for investment purposes fell to 33.9%, the lowest for years. The monthly movements underscore the changes, and remember the August 2017 drop was a blip created by a loan reclassification at CBA from their residential books. The monthly portfolio movements by lender really tells the story, with investor loan balances at Westpac, CBA and ANZ all falling, while NAB grew just a tad. Macquarie, HSBC, Bendigo Bank and the Bank of Queensland grew their books, highlighting a shift towards some of the smaller lenders, and Suncorp balances fell just a little. The overall portfolio by lender continues to show CBA has the largest unoccupied portfolio and Westpac the largest investor lending portfolio. And analysis of the 12-month portfolio movements also reveals that some of the smaller players and Macquarie have grown their portfolios faster than the majors and that Westpac had the strongest growth amongst the big four. Investor lending market growth continues to fall to an annual 0.85%. The tighter credit conditions are now biting, which explains the recent spate of ultra-low rates on offer to lower-risk new borrowers and those seeking to refinance who fall within the new criteria. But many, of course, are excluded, prisoners of higher rates, as they do not fall within these now tighter and, by the way, rightly so, guidelines. There will be howls of pain from the sector and calls to relax lending standards to save the economy. But these must be resisted at all costs. We must not return to the overlax lending of past days, as this will simply build even bigger risks later. Time, I fear, to face the music. Is there anyone now game enough still to forecast a rise in home prices? I suspect not. And I'll be watching for a slowing in owner-occupied growth as confidence and sentiment ebbs away. As always, if you like what you've heard here today, please share and like the post and add a comment or question. And if you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst of Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.